Welcome to the Trifecta, a horse racing podcast, currently featuring picks and analysis for Gulfstream Park by Mike from MHJ Picks. Hey folks, it's Mike with MHJ Picks. I'm going to go over the 122 picks Friday, the day before Pegasus. Today, as I'm recording this, had a pretty solid day. Three top choice winners. Even gave you a straight try and a straight super in the mix. So turned out to be a profitable day with the three top choice winners. Going to go over tomorrow's card. Race number one, I'm going to look all the way to the outside post at number 12, Pugin. Jose De Angelo and Irad Ortiz. First time with a trainer, looks like came over from either brother or dad, maybe cousin. Horses run. Second place three times in a row, rising buyer figures, and first time with trainers at 31%. Number two, Party of No, will be my second choice. David Brady and Edgar Prado. This horse disappointed last time out. Thought he would run a little bit better than he did. Looking to go kind of that middle distance now on turf, maybe help some improvement. Number one, Assert Dominance, Safi Joseph and Edgar Zayas. This horse is out of Blame. Certainly has a turf pedigree. Is just going to have to, you know, do what he can with this number one post. It's a tough post for a maiden, especially on a race of this distance. Looking for a torpedo play. We got Ralph Nix and Tyler Gaffleon on number seven, Young Flint, out of Flintshire. So we know this one can get the turf. On the dam side, we've got Lonro from Australia. So this horse looks like he's got some ability, just hasn't come into his own yet. So we'll see if that can come to fruition here. Going on to race number two, this is a mile claimer on the dirt. Number six is going to be my top choice. Our Fantasy for Kathleen O'Connell, Luca Panici. These two are 22% together. At Gulfstream, and on the year in total, they are 38% together. So pretty good numbers for this pair. Going turf to dirt, we got a 24% angle for O'Connell. This horse actually won on dirt last out, the last two times out on dirt, actually got wins by convincing margins. For some reason, they keep putting this horse back on turf, I guess because of the Irish breeding. But dirt at this distance looks like a strong point for number six, Our Fantasy. Number seven, Antigone, Juan Avila, Edgar Zayas, first of the claim. Only an 11% angle, but this horse is off of a nice win out of the Safi Joseph barn. So looking to keep up with that performance. Number five, Cents a Million. I ride Ortiz in the mount for Alfredo Velasquez. This horse has run, has not been out of the super anywhere on my sheet since April of 2020. So that's a total of 13 races. Hasn't been out of the super. Has been in the exacto or trifecta several times. So one to consider here, Cents a Million. I think number one and number two also worth a look. Number one, Sky Snow, is a Brad Cox trainee moving back to dirt from turf. I think it's safe to say this horse is a disappointment career-wise, as has been number two. Money never sleeps. This horse actually does finish kind of in the money quite a bit, and it's taken a big drop. But coming off a layoff, which is 0% angle for Pompeii. Go on to race number three. Sorry, computer's catching up with me here. 6 furlong maiden claimer, $12,500 claimers. My top choice here is going to be number 7, Twirling Dervish, George Arnold, Julian Leperu. This horse coming off or dropping in class slightly, higher buyer than a lot of the group. You know, not crazy about the horse. I just think is in the best position to win. Second choice will be number 6, Addy, Kathy Ritvo and Luca Panici. This is your morning line favorite, dropping down in class. Definitely has the talent to get it done. Interesting, this horse was a $130,000 purchase out of a $3,500 sire. So they saw something in the sales ring, and they're hoping it comes out, although they're claiming him now for $12,500. So number 5, They Call Me Princess, will be my third choice. Paco Lopez should give this one an aggressive ride, and I think that might be kind of the shakeup that this horse needs. Overall, this race is pretty open, as you can imagine, with a 12-5 claimer. I actually think these two races that we've just talked about are pretty open. Not too crazy about the races today. As I looked at the card, I thought there are some opportunities. Some of the later races, I think you could make some money. But some of these look like, you know, they're either races you'd have to spread too deep in, or just take your stand on one, maybe two horses in the multi-race wagers and hope for the best. Just because it, you know, it looks like you might have to spread around a lot to make a lot of money. So don't go too crazy. Save that money for the Pegasus. Don't waste it on some of these races. Get your fix with some minimal, as minimal as you can spend, I would say. Looking at race number 4. My top choice is actually going to be a torpedo play, number 10. Number 10 is Captain Duke. Hector Berrios is back in the saddle on this one. Has ridden him once before. Did not ride him well, but gets the call back again here today. Taking a pretty hefty drop in class. I might just think this one could pop one here. You know, it's the type of horse that takes a race or two off, then makes a nice run. More logical choice would be the number 4. I Got a Secret. Just won the maiden race at 12-5. Steps into a very winnable race here for George Weaver. 24% second off and 28% last start winner. So I could see you ignoring my 10. And going for a more secure shot here with the number 4. Number 9, Harper Go Lucky, will be my third choice. Paco Lopez gets the mount again after a second place finish at this level last out. And then going inside, if you're looking for one more, number 3, Yes for Less for Luis Saez. Race number 5. Hopefully you will still be alive in the pick 5. Again, I would say go no more than 2 deep, unless you really like somebody out of those top 2, and just try to save some money. If we can't get it done with the top 2, then we just live to fight another day. So race 5 top choice is going to be number 2, Passion Plus, so Safi Joseph and Irad Ortiz. These guys are 52% right now at the Gulfstream meet. This horse is off a bullet. Actually, 2 out of his last 3 works have been bullets. It's primed to go. First climbs, 28%. Really like this horse here in this spot. Didn't quite make him an anchor just because it's a big field. And at this level, it's hard to trust these horses. Number 9 feature creature is my second choice, Sandra Mateer and Hector Berrios. This horse has run second twice in a row after a win at the 12-5 level. This horse should finish well, potentially be in a spot to get the win. Third choice, I'm going to go number 8, Miss Jen, Paco Lopez, Louis Carvajal Jr. Paco has not had the mount on this horse, but this horse definitely fits a style of coming on strong late. And again, just like with the number 9 horse, should be screaming home. Try to get something done. But again, I really do like the number 2 here in the spot. Number 5 is adorable. Ada is one more to consider if you don't like the others. Race number 6, number 1. Another one I do really like a lot. Did not make an anchor choice again because we're at a $50,000 maiden claimer, so it's tough to have that kind of stamp of approval on a horse, although no commission. Number 1, Safi Joseph and Tyler Gaffleyon comes close off of a bullet work. Ran 2nd after giving way last time out. I like these horses to come back and do well second time around in a similar situation. Adds a LASIK, so should help that staying power. Number 3, R. King Kong for Georgina Baxter, Edgar Zayas. These two are at 27%, and Baxter really has them ready first time out, 36%. So can't argue with that. Right now she is at 48% with maiden claimers. So On Fire is an understatement this year so far, or last year, I should say, 30%, and she's 23% on the meet so far. Number 5, Weight of Glory. It's going to be going for Guadalupe Preciado and Luis Saez. First claim, 29%, adds blinkers. So you know this horse is also going to be out on the lead. Going to have a classic Gulfstream battle on the front end, probably, of Saez and Gaffleyon. Again, I do prefer number 1, but I could see number 5 making a case here. Go on to race number 7, starter allowance a mile and 16th on the turf. Nice big field here for this race. Going to go mostly to the outside. Number 8, Yamato, Murat Sankal, and Luis Saez with this horse coming off of a win. 15% angle coming off the win. This horse loves the turf. It's a lot to like about it. Number 6, Good Old Boy, Maker and Gaffleyon, has been running similar level, good competition, definitely can make the distance. At this distance has been in the money 6 of 8 with a couple of wins here, specifically at Gulfstream has 2 wins, and so Good Old Boy number 6 is one to have on there. Number 7, Midday Image, we've got Louis Carbajal and Edgar Prado. This horse is a front end runner. Could get out there and get loose, and if so, watch out, doesn't always fade. You know, we'll see if this horse is ready to go. You want to look for one more. I think my point exactly is one to consider, definitely an underneath play at the very least. Carlos David and Paco Lopez. Now, this horse has finished 2nd 3 times in a row. Before that, had a win in a third-place finish. Has run 68 times in this 9-year-old's life and has made $506,000. And is still competing at this level pretty well. So, definitely look at him. You want to go a couple more. High Noon Rider, number 5, and Belgrano, number 9, are a couple worth a look. Race number 8, I think, is wide open. It's a 5 furlong turf, 6 optional claiming, 16,000. I'm going to go with number 3, Song River, Cherie DeVoe, and J.R. Velasquez. This horse is coming off of a bullet workout. Disappointed last out after getting bumped at the start. Looks to improve that today. Can't argue with the jockey. Like the bullet. Let's see if this horse can pop one today and give us a nice price on top. Number 7, Miss Miami, goes for Mike Maker, first claim 18%. We get Tyler Gaffleyon. This horse has been the favorite 3 times in a row, won one of those, ran 2nd in the other, ran 3rd in the other. This horse has talent, can move, and definitely worth consideration. Number 9, Thinking Cowtown, Georgina Baxter, Edgar Zayas. This horse most recently ran at Tampa, kind of goes back and forth. Hasn't won since December of 2019. Definitely one to consider underneath. Your four horse. Let me see where I'm at here. I'm sorry, that's supposed to be the one horse, not the four horse. Four horse would be quite the torpedo. And actually, if you're so inclined, go for it. But the one horse, Angel Sense. So this horse hasn't run since September of 2019. Was the favorite in both races. Won his debut by 5 lengths during the stakes, restricted stakes race to fillies. Had to pull off and walk home after a nice start. Has been on the shelf since then, has a couple bullet works on the tab, and looks like they slowed down, ready to get into this race. Ravelli is 33% off of layoffs of this sort. You get Irad Ortiz. It's just a matter of, will this horse be ready to pop? And, you know, one to definitely take a look at the odds and make a decision on that horse. But again, I think it's pretty wide open. Race number 9, I do have an anchor choice here in this allowance optional claimer going 6 furlongs on the dirt. It's going to be number 4, Aram, Todd Pletcher, Luis Saez. We get the horse with a huge buyer on debut after being bumped. Just went crazy. 1 by 7 lengths. Has 2 out of 3 bullet works since then. It's come out in good order, still running well, making the next logical step. No reason to think this horse can't get things done. Number 1, Untitled, comes out from Woodbine. This horse goes back and forth, heads up for summertime in Canada after the championship meet, and has come back here. This is a nice horse. This horse has run against a lot of good horses, ran 2nd. In the Gotham, ran 4th in the Marine, and 4th in the Swale. So has faced a lot of nice horses, Mischievous Alex, Governor Morris. There's some, you know, as you look through the names, you'll see a lot of names you recognize. Is coming off a bit of a layoff, 15% for Cassie in this regard. However, if this horse is ready, watch out, because again, the class is nice on this one horse. Number 7, Why Are You Awesome? Marcial Navarro, Miguel Vasquez. This horse has won 4 of his last 6 and has been in the Exacta and Tri and 2 other races. This is one of those horses that if you follow Gulfstream and Gulfstream West, you know has made tremendous improvement of late. Did have some nice races in the past, kind of faded off, and has come back. It's a 10-year-old horse. So if you follow the circuit of late, last 17 races have been here at Gulfstream. And has done pretty well. 4 wins, 3 seconds, and 2 thirds. So out of a 10-year career, has made 1/4 of the money here at Gulfstream Park. Maybe a last hurrah. We'll see what number 7, Why Are You Awesome, can do. Race number 10. Going to close out today, a 5 furlong turf. Pretty weak race. Coming up at the end is one of those, anything could kind of happen. You know, you worry about these races when you've got something to close into. I'll definitely be playing like a 4-all double into this kind of race. And then, you know, kind of looking at some of these other guys. Number 4 is going to be my top choice. Again, we've got a similar situation. Front runner that has been fading. However, is going to take the blinkers off here. I think that could help this horse. Also going to cut back in distance. First off, to claim 38% angle for Sancal Zayas on the mount. I think this one has a nice shot. Number five, dropping down, Safi Joseph. This horse has one race on turf and actually produced her best spire speed figure. So I like that. I'd like to see what happens. First time with Safi Joseph, 26%. And number seven will be my third choice, Mia Sola Mia, Jorge Delgado, and Luis Saez. Again, this horse ran off early last time and just faded off right at the end. So we'll see if we can improve that situation here this race. Again, keep it a little bit open. I think those three are pretty solid, but you never know in these types of races. Specifically, maybe even the three-horse Sassy Cat as a long shot. All right. Kept it nice and brief, hopefully, for you guys. I've been trying to do that, keep it to the point. That way you guys can get a little bit of more information to the numbers. Maybe you like some of the angles, maybe you don't. Hopefully, you're learning a little bit about different ways you can play things. And hopefully, as we go on, we'll get more into those types of things. Ever have any questions, feel free to reach out. I'm on Twitter, on email, however you prefer to do that. If you're one of the Instagram followers, you can DM me on there or through Facebook as well. Be sure to check out the podcast that's going to be coming out for the Pegasus. It'll be coming out shortly after this one. I'm going to make that recording and put it out there. So good luck on Friday, and hope you have a great day Saturday.